This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Doug.
HD2.
Doug, saddle up. It's tripping season.
Is this the Cardinal Cowboy?
No, this is Joshua. He performed at a number of our events. Place was crazy. Up for snatch grabs.
Right, but he was a little shy in front of the crowd,
in front of the camera.
Yeah. Stage fright.
Aye. Welcome back, TMA. It's presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. My name is Tim McKernan, and I am in hour two of 4 hours of broadcasting excellence today, which will culminate at 10 a.m. on Balloon Party on 101 ESPN. That's presented to you by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. My cohort on the program is named Jackson Burkett. He goes by Piddles when he's on 101 ESPN. Mm-hmm. And Doug, wait till you hear what we've got coming up on 101 ESPN today. Jackson, tell Doug, because he doesn't believe it.
Friday six shooter.
Yep.
Perfect. Does that mean you have anything at all planned?
Planned?
Yeah.
I mean, thought. Like, I'm thinking through it.
Okay. Oh, Friday free-for-all.
Mm.
Just throw anything out there.
That'd be easier on my end, but I definitely...
And a six-shooter, though, Iggy, it's huge.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Which is brand.
It's synonymous with the weekend. It's like people, you know, want to go into the weekend with a six-shooter. But I appreciate the suggestion.
A six-shooter meaning like a gun?
That would be like the...
Do you have, a little sound effect? What?
Used to.
Number one.
So sick.
Used to.
So sick.
Barrett.
God, yeah. His
Barrett took a little shrapnel. Doug, the other thing about Fridays is we celebrate it with the drops of the week. Take a listen. Here they
are. I'd like to hear it. Go ahead and hit the lever, please, Plowsy.
You got it, sir.
Hit the lever.
Make sure Ox is on.
Drops of the week.
Yeah, you got to drop it like a hot dog.
It's a wonderful drop.
Indeed it is.
Clip that off.
That off.
Listen, it was a nice 7-iron you hit, but I don't want to sleep with your wife.
I'm getting paid. You ain't getting laid.
I don't believe I've ever seen a pickle at Hito.
Rewarding catheter.
VC Sparky Pfeiffer, run.
Lex is a VC.
They'd say the player has fungibility.
It's not even...
Fungibility means that you have replacement value, but the player is the direct opposite. So you argue that the player is not fungible because he has a uniqueness... in his, so that the damages are irreparable because the player has a unique quality. He is irreplaceable.
God, I can't even.
So fungible is the, it would be the, it is the direct opposite of that. So you would argue that they called it the, I'm trying to remember because it was a long time ago, but they called it the law of fungibility or something to do with fungibility, and the idea that the player is the direct opposite of that. Well, fungible would be easily replaceable. He's the unique quality of that. He is the opposite of that. He is a player of unique quality so that he is not fungible. He is not replaceable.
I can't even acknowledge something that stupid.
I'm starting to become attracted to my wife's father.
You're active swingers?
Is it my turn now? My sexual partner. Let's call him Bill.
When I'm having sex with someone, I light candles.
Speak to me. Tell me what you see.
Okay.
That was Drops of the Week.
Big week.
How do you feel bad about where the show is right now when you hear something like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry I ever criticized it because really is remarkable broadcasting.
Thank you.
Well, we're all fungible.
Think about that.
That means irreplaceable? Is that what I got from that?
Yep. No, hiding. That's what's the definition. I didn't get anything from what he said.
You could text him what you got from it. 314-881-TMA5. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty text inbox. And a bunch of ladies are on hold. Is that right, Jackson?
They were. But then
they
got frustrated by the fungibility thing.
Yeah, I get that. 636-9004-TMA. Collier & Thompson phone lines. Collier & Thompson phone lines. And then the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today at 945 the morning after at InsideSTL.com. What a great feature this morning in the Post-Dispatch. Iggy, did you see it?
I don't read the Post.
Okay. City SC radio play-by-play announcer Joey Zanaboni's style certainly doesn't emanate for our broadcast 101 classes. Rambunctious is an understatement. So is boisterous. Zanaboni? Anyone? Or is that Zany? Oh, I get
Zany.
It. Zanaboni. Anyone? Get that?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
His wild and clever phrasing has earned him quite the reputation from past roles as a minor league baseball broadcaster and as a hype man at sporting events to his current posts of serving as the play-by-play broadcaster for City SC and Ambush soccer clubs. His one-liners can cover the gamut of topics from current events to pop culture to the arcane. And he might have topped all his wild lines on Saturday night when he managed to compare a goalie's save to a controversial picture in which the recent image of Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, was altered into a British royal family recent photo at a time when her whereabouts had been a mystery following health concerns. City SC was playing the Galaxy in Los Angeles when Roman Berkey batted away a point-blank shot. Oh, Roman Berkey stones. Doug, how do you pronounce it? Jovalich?
Yeah. About like that.
Panels went away. Ooh, Roman Berkey altering that shot like it's a Kate Middleton Mother's Day photo. He knew he had a hit.
Ooh. Is this a Caesar column?
It is.
Yeah, of course.
Now, Dan Caesar's taking shrapnel?
Slow day in sports media.
Oh.
Like half of the Western world, my eyes have been suction cupped to the ongoing Kate Middleton drama, Zanaboni said Thursday. When the line itself came to me, I knew it was special. The rising tide of royal photo drama meets an incredible athletic feat. I thought it was the best save of the game, though I could have used it on really any of the spectacular plays he made. It's a privilege to watch him play. I'm not sure I was planning to use it at any specific moment, but I was just glad it came out when it did. The call drew national attention, including from Awful Announcing. That website covers sports broadcasting and pointed out that Zanaboni's, quote, creative commentary probably isn't for everyone because, quote, it's focused on entertainment and laughs, but when it lands, it's a work of art.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's high praise for Zanaboni.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a work of art. I find that really hard to...
That might be stretching the point, you think?
Altering that shot like it's a Kate Middleton Mother's Day photo.
Didn't know.
That was a nice little line. I'm not sure it was necessarily a work of art.
Didn't know if I was going to use it or not. You knew it was coming out at some point.
Okay, now don't bash him.
Quote, as an American, I don't know why I'm so entertained by the antiquated and stuffy drama of the British monarchy, but I'm also just like, why fight it? I read Harry's memoir. I watched every episode of The Crown. I'm doing research. I'm watching film. Everything leads up to game day. People sometimes have divided opinions, but there was a lot of support for this particular line. They loved it. I guess it's just the zeitgeist. By next week, they'll probably forget about all the Kate and Will Photoshop stuff. Say 'em while you got 'em.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's a good way to go through it.
I don't know if I consider Awful Broadcasting national media.
Now you're bashing Awful Announcing.
Well, they just take clips of people announcing stuff.
So you're down on this whole article, the whole topic here.
No, I mean, he's a St. Louis guy. Do it, but, I mean, it's Bob Costas' birthday. Did he miss that?
Do I miss his birthday?
No, did Caesar miss that? He usually is at the Costas or Joe Buck column.
You would want a column on Bob Costas' birthday.
I'm just surprised he missed it. I was on the fan.
Well, everyone has a birthday.
I wish I had the video of this, because on the fan show, I was doing Angry Easter Bunny or something. I don't remember. And Joe Buck was Gould's guest. And Joe Buck was walking behind the thing to come on or something, and they had the camera on me and the microphone was on. And he said, "Hey, coming up next, we got Joe Buck." I go, "Hey, Joe Buck's going to the bathroom." It'll be in Caesar's column next week. And everybody laughed.
Work of art.
Work of art. Why wasn't I in Awful Announcing?
What would it take to get you to wear your Angry Bunny costume in here?
Do you still have that?
I think it would work.
No, they rented it for me. All my costumes were rented. Rentals.
But I really think it would work. If we were to make enough, if Jackson were to sew you a bunny costume.
Jackson,
would you sew?
Yeah. Would you wear it while you're in here?
I mean, if it was something for the show and we got a sponsor for it, yeah. But I'm just going to come in with an Easter Bunny costume on.
So I gotta commission an Easter Bunny costume.
Yeah. I like kittens and bunnies. Yeah,
I don't know if the payoff is there.
I could measure you eggs. That'd be fun. Get your measurements.
I think they just went to like Johnny Brock's or something.
Yeah, they'd have a bunny costume for you.
It was an angry Easter Bunny, angry leprechaun, angry Santa Claus, or angry elf, angry Cinco de Mayo guy. I was always angry something.
I think the bunny, it could be year-round angry bunny. Bad bunny.
Well, it would have to be a sponsor. Who wants to sponsor these things if it made money for the station?
We need Energizer to sponsor us.
I've actually been pretty impressed with Zanaboni. The guy has to go 45 to 50 minutes at a time without a smoke break and getting down to street level of smoke with the other Hoosiers and back in time for the second half. That's no small task. Doug, that's from Milagro Tequila, mm-hmm. Texture of the Year 2023, Arbor Day.
Yeah, it's not a bad little text.
There is something to that where it's like 45 straight minutes of broadcasting. There's no timeouts or breaks or anything.
Yeah.
And what could be a lull in the action in one moment can turn into a great scoring opportunity the next. So you got to always be on your toes.
I just felt the way that the Team USA roster is built, they would have to outscore their opponents to win.
That would work hard.
He can't be.
These are my heroes.
Like
those kind of analysts are my heroes.
That's Smoltzy, too.
That's Smoltz. Shripley Pipples is back. I thought he left the show.
Yeah, he did.
Quote, we spend 3 minutes giving attention to someone else. Well, time for me to talk about me. I told the joke 40 years ago, and the four barflies laughed at it. Ah, I'm amazing. That's Shripley Pibbles.
Yeah, there usually wasn't a lot of people showing up to the fan show. Mickey Carroll and his entourage and a few other scragglers didn't even know what was going on.
This was at the Stratford Inn?
That was later on when I wasn't part of the show.
I think that got leveled here recently.
It was at the Casino Queen in Illinois.
Oh,
so it was quite the drive every week I had to be on.
Yeah,
there.
And that made you angry. At least you got in character.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for it either.
You did a show every Sunday night and didn't get paid for it?
I wasn't on every Sunday, just when he wanted to put some kind of angry something in there. But I didn't get paid for it.
Did you get some drinks or anything?
Oh, yeah, I sat at the bar. He wanted me to drink and smoke during my segment. It started at the bar, and I'm sitting there drinking a scotch and smoking.
Yeah.
When he went to the angry whatever.
Would have been a nice touch. But you said no to that?
No, I did it.
You did?
Why would I say no to smoking and a scotch?
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Now, Kurt LaBelle is supposed to be finding me those videos.
Who?
Kurt LaBelle.
Kurt LaBelle used to work there.
No, he's taking heat.
No.
He
was nice enough to say, I'll talk to Channel 11. He doesn't work there anymore, but see if they have any of those archives.
It's a hassle to find that stuff. It is. And then to get it on some sort of hard drive or something you can watch. It's a hassle.
I told Gould when we were talking the other day about his children's book. And I said, you know, I don't know what Channel 11 does on Sunday evenings anymore. I just replay all the old fan show stuff. That was hilarious. Just replay them like, you know, MeTV has all the old shows. Just do the fan page or fan show.
Well, maybe they have shows that they think would be better than that.
Nothing is better than the fan show.
Oh,
cut that off.
Wow.
Because you were on it.
That is a take. And if you want to sponsor the EDF Group as a sponsor of the Hot Take Mittens, it's real simple. Do you have a fire extinguisher where you work? The answer is yes, you certainly do. So please email the EDF Group at fire@theedfgroup.com so a technician can come out and explain to your team how the EDF Group can save your company money. Again, that email address is fire@theedfgroup.com. The EDF Group is Hyatt and will prevent your facility from having Hyatt fires. Experience the EDF Group difference. Learn more at the EDF Group. .com. Doug, who's the title sponsor of our show?
Brown and Crouppen, both of them. The entire company, actually. Terry Crouppen, Andy Crouppen, Ed Herman, they would be your principals. Lots of lawyers in the firm. Those are the three top dogs. They come in here on Tuesdays, and they talk it over. We've gotten to know them very well. Wonderful guys. They treat their clients and their employees like gold. They've been voted one of the best workplaces for years in St. Louis. Brown and Crouppen realizes that happy employees are the key to providing the best client experiences. And we've heard that a couple of longtime listeners have significant others or family members that work for Brown and Crouppen and just love it there. And you'll love them, too. Hopefully you won't ever have a personal injury caused by someone else's negligence. But accidents do happen, and perhaps you are owed some compensation for
the problems that you've had because of it. If you have a potential case, Brown & Crouppen is a local law firm here to serve you. Also grown into one of the largest personal injury firms in the Midwest, they'll give you a free evaluation. They work on a contingency basis, no upfront cost at all to you. If you don't get paid, they don't get paid. And they've won more than $1 billion in compensation for their clients. If you think you may need Brown & Crouppen services, give them a call. I'll give the number now, 314-222-2222. Or you go to brownandcrouppen.com. Make sure to let them know you heard about it here on TMA. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Past results are no guarantee of future results. And every case is different and must be judged on its own accord.
Jackson's about to meet a man in the parking lot in a truck.
Just did.
What's that all about, Jax?
I got Plowsy's golf balls.
I saw the text.
Really? They're already here.
Mr. 6301 is a man of his word with a fast golf cart.
Great guy. Jackson, I would have got it during a break.
Oh,
I would have made him wait in the truck for 17 minutes.
And Iggy gets half of those?
No, I said I'll take half of them, but I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, well, that was big of you since they're for Plowsy.
No, I kind of feel like it's my spot to at least give you a sleeve.
You may want to give some to Troy Merritt. He just double bogeyed the first hole.
And here we go. Troy Merritt done.
He probably lost three balls in that hole.
Well, Plowsy, I'm glad that you got a new box of golf balls. Here they come now.
Nice.
Look at this.
They're in a,
look at this.
A
look
brown
at that.
Paper bag. No, no. Oh,
this is interesting. Nice.
Right. And what's he brought that? McDonald's food as well?
Yeah, some McMuffins of some sort.
Oh, how about that?
Treat time.
Oh. Gus's pretzels left back there?
Yeah. Treat time. About to snag one of these. Can't we have them go to waste?
You're more interested in the Egg McMuffin than the golf ball.
Well, I'm very appreciative of the golf balls. This is one of the surprises, though. I knew about the golf ball, did not know about the sandwiches.
That's you going to use those in the Fan Page Club Championship?
I'm going to go to the range first to see how bad my swing has gotten in the last 5 months.
You haven't been ball striking?
I haven't. I want to avoid having the Fan Pen Club Championship be my first round. I think the last three years it's been my first round of the year, and I need to avoid that.
Yeah.
So what am I getting out leaked a couple times?
Get out some today. It's supposed to be 70.
Yeah, I actually might.
Ball striking day. I don't know. Doug, what is the Hawk going to be like today?
I think I saw about 5 to 7.
Oh,
it's not
wow.
bad.
Scoring conditions for the players.
I may go to family golf today.
I'm going
to
do Riverside par 3 tomorrow just to get my irons and putting locked in. My driver, can wait. Just need to focus on the 7-8 irons.
And you're so burly anyway. Distance has never been a problem.
I always take an iron out on the tee, regardless if it's a par 5.
Yeah. The courses simply won't hold your power.
I don't know if I want to hit balls or go fishing, one of the two.
Fishing would be excellent today. I would have done it about an hour ago.
Gosh, that Egg McMuffin looks good.
Swallow it whole, dude. Swallow it whole, boy.
Oh, he just took a big bite out of it.
And Gus's pretzels brought a big old pretzel in. It's in
the
kitchen.
6-3-0-1-1.
Oh.
There's never a lack of food in this place.
Mm-hmm. No.
The Glenn Betts boys brought the pretzels in.
Just because.
Sweet action.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they're bringing it in for us, matter of fact.
Yesterday we had Bluebell ice cream here.
Did you come back for it?
No. I asked Ryan, one of our great promotions people. She posted a picture of the gooey butter cake. I said, can you save me some? She goes, it didn't last long. All gone already.
Now you're upset by that.
No, I'll go to Schnucks and buy some.
Okay.
Harrison's brother Master just sent a screenshot of Biggie's gin. I guess he wants to drive home the point that you still don't have a gin.
Well, I know I don't have a gin. Am I going to have a gin? It was 17.6 before it got taken down. We know that. I've said that 1,000 times. You're not even playing the tournament, so why worry about it?
Oh. I'm not kidding. He sent that picture in.
He sent it in so many times.
5, 6, 7, 8,
can you see my gin? Can you see my gin number
10,
on there, by the way?
11.
Doug, can you see his gin number?
No, I've never really gone looking for it.
Well, if he posted a picture of it without a gin, it should be on the top.
No, he just screenshotted the search of your name. So it doesn't have your, it's not your profile. It's just that no results, golf or not found was the.
Because Carmen from Grassi's DM'd me and said, send me your gin number and I'll take care of it. But I don't know my gin number, so.
Gosh. We spent a lot of time worrying
about that. We have a restaurant wanting to buy
a lot of time.
Iggy's gin.
Well, if Rhodey's listening over there at the Metropolitan Golf Association, just send me over my my gin number and I'll figure it out.
Well, wouldn't you have to figure out much if he sends it to you, would you? If he sends you the number, that's the number.
Carmen said, get me your gin number and I will
take Carmen care of it for and Rody. You. Who are these people?
Rody, I think, is the president of the Metropolitan Golf Association, I think.
This is Mad Libs.
And so it's on him to provide
Rody and Carmine.
Handicap.
Well, he would have it. He who's works over be, there.
Who's going to take that text name?
Who? Rody?
Rody and Carmine.
Carmen.
Isn't it Cameron? Meatball.
Let me get a meatball. Yeah, I think it is Carmen. Cameron. I think it's Cameron. I don't know why I say Carmen. It's Cameron. Mm. Maybe I'll get a meatball
it up
sandwich.
Three times.
Yeah, I don't have a gin. I'm not going to have a gin. So just stop taking that.
Me either.
I was at a dinner party last night, and during the main course of spaghetti, the host husband bragged about how he gets anal every night so he doesn't need anything for his birthday. Is that a usual topic at dinner parties, Jackson? That's from caller Buzz.
Why is that addressed to me?
Well, you have the 48-hour rule.
No one else can answer this.
Is he asking about dinner parties?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You don't do a lot of dinner parties at your age, do you?
Growing up, we had a ton. My parents always had dinner parties.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
A hell of a dinner party. You're serving spaghetti.
I like spaghetti.
Yeah, not at a dinner party.
I'd be on board.
Would you?
He has someone willing to pay for his gin, and he can't even be bothered to look away from the Valspar to look up his own number. He might be out of this thing. Mm-hmm. That's from Fan Page Club Championship Commissioner KG in O'Town.
I can't find them. Where am I supposed to find the number?
Let's not get so
I don't
angry.
Have a gin anymore, so I can't go to Metropolitan Golf Association.
It's on Rody to provide that.
I need
Carmine.
A Rody.
Carmen.
Carmen. Carmen.
Why are they holding it back? You know they have the information.
Yeah, I know they do, but I can't just
give
Google.
It up.
I can't just Google it and say, "What is my gin number?" And it's going to send it to me.
Do you still have the gin app?
Well, it's Metropolitan Golf Association.
But do you have the gin app, like the USGA gin app?
I don't know if I do or not.
Because that will have your gin number on there. 1,000%.
No, I'm in the Valspar now. I got to switch.
Yep. Doug, you want an update on the?
Gosh, no, absolutely not.
Sam Burns,
I need
birdie.
A drink so bad.
No. So is it clear that the maximum handicap for the Shishawali Golf Tournament is a 20?
That's what I'm calling it.
All it says is USA Gin. It says, to continue using the Gin mobile app, please download the latest version. So I got to download it again?
Oh, no. That'll be an issue.
No, it just says update. I don't think it's going to show me my thing, though.
Well, let's spend the next 15 minutes looking for
it. I'm not. I'm just downloading it. You can do what you want. And then I'll give it out on the air. You can all go check it.
Well, no one's going to care, really. No one really cares. They just like giving you a hard time about it.
Oh, I know. But I'm not going to get a gin, so I don't care.
I've understood that. You know.
It's all in Rody and Carmine.
Rody and Carmine will take care.
They have it. You know they have it. They're kind not of a, giving it up.
That's a great name. Oh, my God. Thank you.
What's going on
Dude,
now?
What's funny was I was just about to ask Jackson to take my wallet and my debit card and go buy a drink for him. But he already did the golf ball thing. I'm like, I can wait 10 minutes, but it could be 20 minutes. You never know when we're breaking. Jackson's a G. I appreciate the hookup.
I can't have my board up have cotton
mouth. Man, it's such a good McMuffin, but I don't really have this much bread in the morning.
Right, I like when Plazzi loads it up, too. So
load it up.
Oh, there it is. There's my number.
We got
Let's
it.
Let's get back
Rody
to you.
Is what is it? 17.6?
Should I give it out on the air?
Mm-hmm. How'd you get
everyone
it?
Is so anxious.
Well, Jackson's right. I brought up the gin number, and there it says it's inactive, but there's my number.
Yeah. It says NH.
That's how you reactivate is with that number.
Yeah, I'm inactive because I haven't re-upped.
But we're going to have to use that number anyway, so you might as well tell it on air because it's eventually going to be public knowledge, right?
It's not like, it's not like your Social Security number.
No, here's my recent, my last score.
Just give us the number!
Here's a golf score.
No, the last score that they have down is 10, 10, 22. I shot 100.
Course was playing tough.
Wind.
No, I didn't really play that much last year. I think I went out and played like 9 holes practicing with Cletus throughout the year, just hitting balls here and there. And then I played the hit and giggle, which didn't count. I didn't play a lot of rounds last year.
Well, when the only course that lets you play free gets shut down,
nothing I can do. That's a big part of it.
On that, I do have to thank Normandy in general because like I started golfing at a time where Jay was running Normandy and I had access to play free golf. Without that, I may have not even gotten into it or ever played it.
Right, because it is expensive. And
it's
if
expensive,
you're not pretty good, it's not much fun.
Yeah, you feel like you waste the money, but getting out there for free, being able to have, you know, Cletus teach you a few things, Wellington teach you a few things, you can go from a 120 to 130 to 100 pretty quickly just by alignment. And so I appreciate Jay, Normandy, all the all the boy in there, Mikey D, because that helped my golf addiction.
It doesn't have my last.
Back to you, Iggy.
It just doesn't, it doesn't have my final handicap, though. I remember it being 17-6.
Can we get through this subject? Let's wrap it up. What is the handicap?
I don't know. It was 17-6 the last. I could have said 20, because it was 20 most of last year, and it went down to 17-6.
Doug Shrimply Pipples is leaving the show again.
Yeah.
Holy hell. God bless it. I thought I could come back, and absence would make the heart grow fonder, and yet here we are talking about a lost Grant and Sam Burns again. I just don't think I can do it. I have to think about my mental health. My family deserves better. Best to you guys. Shrimply Pipples is gone again.
Well, I didn't even
Why don't you rip up that bag right in front of the microphone, too?
What are we doing now?
Doug, we're bringing in Craig and David Betts just because. The Glenn Betts Jewelers boys.
Okay.
What is that, Diamond Dave and Carrot Craig?
That's who they are, yeah.
15% off at Glenn Betts Jewelers when you let them know you're a TMA listener. And here comes Jackson. And they're going to get to enjoy.
Oh, here they are with
treats
food.
Are coming in. Doug, how many treats can we have? Look at that. It's a TMA pretzel. Look, it's a TMA pretzel.
It's like 2 feet in
Look
diameter.
Doug, can you put that thing down?
Get out of the oven. Where should we
is that right?
Put it over there in Iggy's spot.
Yeah, Iggy's spot. That's exactly right, Craig. That's where it goes. Look at this. Another Just Because from the Betts boys. Diamond Dave and Carrot Craig. 15% off when you let them know you're a TMA listener. Unbelievable. That is a nice.
You know, we looked at that, and again, we thought Just Because. It's made of salt and crust, and we thought that, you know, we know you're always a little crusty. And,
that's right, exactly right.
Doug, coming from Kirkwood like me, a little salty.
Salty?
But,
salty
he,
crust.
He's not here to defend himself, but coming, coming from Brentwood,
absolutely.
You know he's full of crust. Right.
Oh, God.
But anyway, that's what we wanted to do.
Well, that's wonderful.
That is a nice design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is nice. That's
so
a TMA
good.
Pretzel, Doug.
You could get a hernia just picking the thing up. Oh, what's the pretzel weigh? 10 pounds?
Well, that's what why I had him bring it in.
Yeah. Look at that thing.
Straight from the pear. Yeah, straight from our neighbors.
Right
from
the
neighbors
right there. That is right there.
There's a vape shop next to them. I hear Brianna's Beans might be going in next to them.
Brianna's Beans. Oh, Iggy's.
Dude.
That's where she's opening up the coffee
shop. That's a great, man.
Brianna's Beans. Doug, it'll be perfect.
That's right.
That's great.
That'll go over real well in DePere.
Absolutely. I want to be at the city hall meeting when they approve that.
They'll love porn shops right next to the vape factory.
I love that name.
It's great for property value.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Anyway. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Had a customer came in yesterday. No, wait. 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He's recovering from Achilles tendon thing.
And, yeah.
He came in and he said, what are you here for? We always usually ask our customers, what occasion are you celebrating or whatever? And he said, just because.
Oh, did he
just
really?
Just because my wife has been taking care of me through this injury and that.
How about that guy? Smart guy.
And he mentioned TMA.
Oh, did he?
15% off. Oh. Just like that, Doug.
Nice.
Boom.
That's amazing.
15% off is so ridiculous. But it's great. And our listeners can get it just by going to Glenn Betts Jewelers on Manchester into Pear, about a mile east of the I-270 in Manchester. Exit and online at glennbettsjewelers.com. And just tell them you're a TMA listener. 15%.
And that's an extra 15%.
That's right.
That's on top of what we already give off.
That's exactly right.
Traditional.
It's like you're giving stuff away.
Well, you know, why not?
Why not?
How the guy's hurt? How did he hurt his Achilles? Was he running away from Brianna's
Beans. Brianna's Beans. I wouldn't mind a T-shirt that says Brianna's Beans.
Yeah.
Get that going.
That was happening.
Man, that's great.
Oh, that's outstanding. It's Glenn Betts Jewelers and the Just Because gift. In addition to Mother's Day, of course, birthdays, anniversaries. The Just Because gift that has the most equity, and you get 15% off when you let them know you are a TMA listener at Glenn Betts Jewelers. Outstanding.
That's right. We've since 1941, you know, our tagline's always been we help people celebrate life's most joyous occasions, and you have those traditional ones and everything else, but the unexpected's just, you know, those are home runs.
Yeah.
And we have them at every price point. So.
Amen.
Does it get busier for you guys around the spring with Mother's Day coming up and wedding season and all that?
It's funny, Doug. It seems like the time between Valentine's Day and Tax Day is a little kind of iffy. But after Tax Day, as you're going into Mother's Day and graduations, everything, it picks up a bit.
Yeah,
little
sense.
Accessories here and there, you know.
Smart play.
Yeah.
Glenn Betts Jewelers online at glennbettsjewelers.com. And again, go see Craig and David
and let them know you're a TMA listener. You get 15% off Glenn Betts Jewelers. And just think about Just Because, the gift Just Because at Glenn Betts Jewelers in De Pere. Diamond Dave, Carrot Craig, great to see you. And thank you for the pretzel.
Enjoy.
Look at that thing.
And we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks, guys. All right.
Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
So we got Diamond Dave, hey, Carrot Craig, and Brianna's Beans.
That pretzel will last about 10 minutes around
here. It's literally a piece of art back here, man.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with it. I did take a picture of it.
Yeah, I did too. It looks so good.
Is it like in the shape of a peace sign, or is that?
No, that's our exact logo right there.
Oh, it says TMA. I couldn't see that. Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't see that part.
Yeah. Wonderful. Nice. Go to the fan page. I posted a picture.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shrimply Pibbles is back. He left the show at 8:55, came back at 8:59.
Okay.
I need help, Betses. Mrs. Pibbles deserves something Just Because. What would you recommend? Bracelets versus necklaces? What's trendy right now? It's from Shrimply Pibbles. Doug, I know you like trends.
I think they always like bracelets, don't they?
Toe rings?
Toe rings. That proves what now? There was a message that went out if you had a toe ring. What was that message?
Jackson, what is a toe ring? Tell you.
Toe ring means something.
Four is on.
Mike four.
I believe it means you're into black gentlemen.
Clip that, is that off.
What African American gentlemen.
Yeah, run that on Balloon Party and see how it plays. But I think there was when you go to Plowhawk Claire's, you didn't have a Glenn Betts in Canton.
I'm telling you, Claire's is it. When you got your ear pierced from 10 to 15 years old, Claire's is popping.
What were you doing there?
I'm just walking around.
Checking out the scene.
Yeah, Annie Ann's actually with Caddy Corner. There are Claire's in Peoria, so. Had a lot of time.
Yeah, boy.
Pig of the coal mines is mad. Just listening to the first hour, why do we shame people for being in shape and eating well? What a bunch of cynical fats. This poor sign? What does that mean? Poor sign?
Poor
bunches?
Sign. That has to do with pigs. Poor sign.
No, is that right? Yep. And he's the pig of the coal mines. Who is shaming people for being in shape?
Equine is horses and bovine is cows and porcine is pork.
We were talking about 75 hard.
Well, I mean, there's being in shape, and there's, like, going on Instagram, and, you know, there's a difference. But to each their own.
Yeah.
You know what? I say this. Some people like things, and some people don't like
other things.
I don't mean to out our friend Ken, but he pulled off a great move when the Betts boys came in.
He left and went to smoke?
Well, I went to my booth, and he comes out, and he opens my door and he says, did you call my name? And I said, no. But while he's saying, did you call my name? He's putting on his overcoat. So he saw an
pathological?
Opportunity. He saw an opportunity and he hit the hole.
We won't see him back for 15 minutes at least.
Hey, Pibbles, why don't you get a diamond studded noose? That's from Mr. Siders. Jackson's first round.
That guy might be fun.
You looking forward to that match?
I think I think he portrays himself one way, and I think
I've met him.
Yeah,
he's like, I met his wife. He's like a totally normal guy.
Yeah, he was at the year-end awards, super nice, super kind. So I think he might portray himself one way, and that's cool. You know,
I think Todd Reese ain't the guy that what he says is what you get. You know, I kind of feel like he could be a little banty, but I'm excited.
Yeah,
and Doug, who are you playing?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
KJ Notown. The brackets have to be coming out soon. We having a bracket release party?
Oh, gosh, I would hope not. Have we in the past?
We did a live one time, but I think KG has some plan for the
for
the bracket review. Yeah, I don't want to say too much because this is his baby right now.
Yeah.
But I think he has some special plan for that. He's a hard worker, man.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot. He sent me a TikTok just for my eyes only, and it's really quite funny. Not going to reveal any information about it.
Was it naughty?
Did you see it as well? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's phenomenal. No, it's not naughty at all.
Not safe for work?
No, it's safe for work.
It's just
a work in progress. That rough draft, Doug.
Okay.
Hasn't got a cover and a title on it just yet. But.
I love that Jackson came into cover for the orange jackass who, after treating the airwaves for the last 2 hours like a Sharpie in a cardboard box, simply can't be bothered to come back from his smoke break in time. What a shameless old power hoosier. That's from Arbor Day, who won the Milagro Tequila Texture of the Year last year.
Not the case. I just wanted to put this beautifully designed pretzel, courtesy of Glenn Betts Jewelers, on our Instagram account.
Nice.
It's a shame we can't frame it.
Well, it'll be forever framed in the digital annals.
Oh, don't say annals.
Please require all members to be on live streams during the reveal, like the NCAA tournament bracket reveal. That's from Shafty McSheamus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got the players in their shanties barely standing up to celebrate because they can't get out of their couch.
Damn.
In their shanties. Huh. And what's the day that the first day is it? April 28th?
April 28th. Yep. I mean, this is my heart rate always starts to pick up as we get closer.
It does it really?
Gradually.
Because you run out of excuses as to why you can't
play.
Make it.
You have to be there.
Mm-hmm. YouTube chat wants us to lock Iggy out.
Oh, we ain't doing
that's
that.
That's a Tommy Madden edict. So
that's for late to break. So just leaving in the middle of the show, I'm not sure what the protocol
is. Didn't you see me? I was hesitant to go get a drink for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm.
Well, one could say that you may have a little more responsibility during the show.
I get that, but it would have been taking me less than 45 seconds.
He has an excuse on this one. And his excuse was, I thought the Betts would be here for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you saw an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
Yeah.
You guys should auction off the chance to play with Doug. I'd pay top dollar to play with that smoke show and would pay double if I could take home his used European cut panties after the round.
Didn't that
from the pig butch.
I don't wear European cut.
That didn't work last time, did it?
The time we were auctioned off?
No. Yeah. Did not.
Right?
No. I felt the brunt of that.
Was it Jackson guy? Didn't really know who Jackson was, but paid
for
him?
Right. That's humiliating.
The peanut shell's lack of respect for sponsors, bosses, and showmates never ceases to amaze me. That's from Tervis Parrish. If he gets fired, give me a heads up so I can move some things around for Monday. That's from Casey and Hotel.
But that might have been from Rody.
If Iggy gets fired, whose fault will it be?
is that the question?
That's the
is that
question.
Your question or
yeah. just,
question
yeah. on the text? I just want to hear somebody answer it.
Return to sender.
It goes right back to me.
It won't be the person doing the firing, I can tell you that.
Thank you very much. Doug, what jewelry piece would you recommend giving your baby girl step-uncle? That's from Gary Pinkel's cell phone etiquette.
Baby girl, well, I think we established earlier you can't go wrong with the toe ring.
but you can't see that all year.
I don't know, but maybe you're into it. We don't kink shame.
Yeah, we don't kink shame. That's the key on this program. Hey, you're back.
Oh, please.
I was talking to the best boys outside.
Oh, but we had a show going on in here.
I thought they'd be in for more than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
if you were talking to them outside, then you knew they weren't in.
I know.
Did you just break off a piece of our beautiful pretzel?
No, I got the V.
It's an A because it's TMA.
Oh, God.
Doug and Doug's pod on the YouTube channel. That could be the end of the show.
What was
that?
We were going to save that for pictures and things.
Well, I was licking the salt off.
We were going to save the pretzel to take pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll put it back.
You've eaten it now, and you've made obscene gestures with it.
Is it good? I licked the salt off.
It looks good.
The Betts boys were on the show! Some 2023 Fan Page Club champion, Dogtown Tie.
Well, he's got a mouthful of pretzel now. He can't even defend himself. Absolute entire mouthful of a giant piece of pretzel.
Nobody's ever eaten with their mouth full and talked on the show.
Oh, Pepper took a shot from Jeannie.
What did I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Were you tweeting out a Duquesne take?
Not yet. I'll wait. 7:40 p.m. tip Saturday.
Is that what it is? 7:40 p.m.?
I hate waiting that long. I'm just anticipating all day, but those morning tips, those early afternoons, sometimes are a struggle for teams. So I like a full night's rest.
7:40 is pretty optimal for a Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm talking waking up at like 8 a.m. On Saturday, just waiting.
A lot of angst.
A lot of anticipation.
It's way more fun when your team moves on than you can watch the rest of the games for the day and Sunday, too.
Agreed.
It's a very relieving feeling.
Can't complain either way. They're
in
the tournament. Definitely. Duquesne, or is it the Dukes?
Dukes.
There's the Dukes. LeBron's kind of a high school coach.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Take the Skurs today, boys. That's from Chuck Vindaloo in the YouTube chat. Who are the Skurs?
Skurs? I'm looking to see who all is playing.
I would think of Nebraska Cornhuskers, but I don't believe they made the tournament. Danny Knee?
No, Nebraska's in. They play Texas A&M at 5:50.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Dude, and Hoiberg got an extension.
All right.
His record.
Want it all. I'll take it, Chuck Vindaloo.
His record is terrible at Nebraska for
Danny
the
Knee.
Overall. But, man, he got paid after that.
What about Buzz Williams in his three-piece suit?
I love Buzz.
Ugh.
You don't like him?
I like them at Marquette.
He was the
What's
coach of Marquette
with three-piece
in 2009 when Missouri beat Jimmy Butler at Marquette in the second round.
Okay.
Now McGuire's still alive?
No. The three-piece suit used to be the epitome of dressing up really nice.
No, I get it.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
It looks good. You're not going to get me saying it doesn't look good. It just might be a little bit much for coaching college hoops, is all I'm saying.
Didn't a Villanova coach wear three-piece for a while?
Jay White?
Jay White.
No, I think he was just a classic suit guy. Yeah. Buzz Williams is famous for the three-piece.
NFL coaches used to dress to the nines.
Vince Lombardi?
Yeah, Hank Stram. A lot of them would wear suits.
Tom Landry?
Yeah.
Alvis Cole got that sweatshirt on.
Yeah, Belichick's wearing a
Lombardi
hoodie, gray hoodie that's ripped
long
on the
trench coat.
By the way, I got to the episode of the Patriots dynasty thing where they focused on Super Bowl 36. Mike Martz, nobody's watched this, right?
I haven't. No.
Oh God, why?
Was it tough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
It was. I mean, you're talking about how you're dressing. I felt raw. It was bad, and then he didn't come off great, and it was. I wonder why they went to him with like Warner being as prominent as he is, but I guess it's because, you know, he wanted to talk about the Patriots and the holding and all that crap. But yeah, that was tough, Doug.
Because of what he was wearing?
He just didn't look good, and then he didn't sound great, and it wasn't a great representation of the other side of the conversation regarding a very famous moment in NFL history.
Is there a chance that maybe Warner, they asked him to be on and he didn't want to?
Sure, of course. But I guess they wanted to get the coach's perspective, I suppose. But I think Warner would be more...
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
...well-spoken and, you know, would have represented a little bit better.
And that's on Apple?
I mean, that was the end of Mike Martz. I mean, I know he coached for another 4 years. Yeah, it's on Apple.
I don't have Apple.
That scene of him as he's reaching the rope to go under to shake Belichick's hand, and he just throws it up in the air. I'm like, God, that was the end. That was the end.
That was it.
Let's see. It's 9:12. We got a break. We'll come back with the Schaefer Door Company. 9 o'clock hour. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today. See if you can beat Blueberry Pop-Pop. I don't know if anybody can. This guy's playing so well right now. He's kind of Scotty Scheffler, you know?
Figured out the putting. Got a mallet putter, I understand. Yeah. And now he's putting well and winning everything.
If I gave you the field and I got Scotty Scheffler, would you take that?
Yeah, probably.
And for the Masters, then?
Probably so.
I would.
You would?
Well, you have to.
You got that many.
That was like a Tiger Woods thing back in the early 2000s.
At that time, be taking Tiger with the smarter bat.
That's what I'm saying. I think if I had to, I would probably take Scotty.
Did he miss the cut last year at the Masters, I think?
Did he really?
I don't know.
Things got weird, though, with that weather. Justin Thomas was like 4 away from the cut, and then all hell broke loose with the weather. Anyway, we've got a break. Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour coming up. This is TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.